yesterday with Mr. He tells me that a Piney Woods rooter isn't necessarily a wild.
No, it's not. They are kind. They are not bred up too much. You know, now most hogs you get Poland China, White Essex, the Red Hog, the Hampshire Hog. You don't never hear many Piney Woods rooters. They were,
were they
kind of razorbacks. They used to call them razorbacks.
Or is a is a razorback and a Piney Woods rooter the same thing?
I think they are.
Now, is it a breed? Or is it like
it's just like a
cur dog?
It's just kind of like a cur dog.
I see, it's just a hog.
Yeah, it's just a hog.
That has no breed. But you would raise it and it wouldn't necessarily be wild.
No, they're not wild.
Oh, that's interesting. I just ran across that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The sound made by a calf when it's being weaned.
What now?
The noise that a calf makes.
Oh, it lows. Blates.
All right. Would it low or?
It blate.
All right. And what about a cow or a calf at feeding time? So the cow began to.
Low.
A horse at feeding time?
He whickers or brays.
All right. If you're going out to feed the horses and the mules and the cows and everything, you might have a general term. You might say, I'm going out to feed the
stock.
Suppose you're going out to feed the chickens and the turkeys and the geese. Do you have any sort of general term?
I'll just go feed the fowls.
All right. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
And the place where chickens live?
Hen house, a chicken house.
All right. Any special place for the mother and her little?
A coop.
All right, now that's a different, that's different from the chicken house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a coop is where you, you know, they used to make them out of lumber or sticks, you know, and just lay them over top of one another, you know, make it up about this high, and then put a top over it, and then put the hen and bitties in there.
We used to have one. When I was a child, I raised chickens, not dogs or cats. I had pet chickens every year.
Is that right?
Right, and I had a couple of roosters that grew up and chased me around the house, attacking me when I was about six.
Oh, my husband used to have a pet rooster. And that rooster, every evening when he'd come home from the shop, that chicken would meet him right at the car and be so proud to see him. He had a big old pet duck, too, one of these Chinese geese.
A pet duck?
Oh, no, a Chinese goose.
Chinese?
The big white ones. And he used to talk to him. His name was George. You taking all that down?
Oh.
His name was George. And he could pick him up and carry him all around, just the biggest pet you ever seen. And when he got to come home in the hospital, he wanted me to put his hospital bed out here, and I did. And that goose was standing at the window out there. And he talked to George, quack, 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 just talked back at him. And after he died, I just had to get rid of that goose. He just stand right there at that window and holler all day long. You know, animals have lots of sense.
They do. And I think the chickens are very smart,
yeah,
too. My mother has never forgotten the day that she had company, and they weren't family company, they were nice company.
Uh-huh.
And I took my chicken outside, and I laid out, I had an old quilt I played outside on. I set the chicken in the middle of the quilt, and I wrapped it up. I guess I must have been five.
Uh-huh.
Wrapped it up, and I brought it inside. And I was standing there, you know, talking to the ladies, and
uh-huh.
I set it down on the floor and unwrapped the chicken, and out stepped this chicken in the middle of the living room. My mother nearly died.
Uh-huh.
She talked about that for 50 years. I think that was her most embarrassing experience.
I bet you never have forgotten it either.
No, I wouldn't forget that. She said that chicken was so quiet.
Uh-huh.
Until I
well, this
it.
Pet rooster my husband had, and the dogs were so jealous of it. It wasn't these dogs, but some more dogs we had. And they were so jealous of that chicken until they caught him one in and just tore him up when Memphis